Christmas, Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping, shopping, shopping. Christmas, Christmas time is here, the sleigh bells and the red-nosed deer. Songs and songs we love to hear, all played 1,000 times each year. Heard this same song 20 times, and it's only Halloween.
I saw Christmas around
Christmas, Christmas time is here, and Christmas songs you love to hear. Thoughts of joy and hope and cheer, but mostly shopping, shopping, shopping.
Christmas season starting sooner every year. It's October.
Stores with plastic Christmas trees.
Ransack the mall.
Shop until you lose your mind.
Spike the eggnog.
Sit back and watch Rudolph, Frosty, Tiny Tim,
and Steve the Trim,
or Charlie Brown.
It's time. It's time to do the Christmas can-can. If you can't dance, well, that's okay.
Not going to do the kick line.
All you need is a tree, some lights, and
live from the 1480 studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. And that is our own Joseph J. I'm Dave Isaac, along with Trisha and Eric behind the glass. Eric, is there Kathleen today?
Kathleen is meerkatting right now.
Oh, yeah?
She's watching on meerkat.
Oh, I thought meerkatting, and that sounded sort of like a term that we used long ago, meerkatting.
Well, I mean, typically if you're meerkatting, I guess you're the one broadcasting.
Oh, okay. That's a close call.
She's a voyeur today.
Oh. So, Joseph, this is a song that was made up in the 1920s when Al Capone was in Chicago.
Hey, let's do it again.
Setting an example for today's Chicago residents.
Here we go. Ready? Follow la la.
Here we go.
Follow la 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 la. Oh, yeah. This is Straight No Chaser singing the Christmas can-can. And if you can't dance, well, that's okay. We are streaming live video on Meerkat. Merry Christmas, everyone!
Are you an American or Americant?
I'm American, woo-hoo! And we are Christmas can-canning all the way through today's show.
Yay!
The holidays are here. Kwanzaa
to you.
Yes! Thank you to our in-studio musicians, musical artists, the Straight No Chaser.
But wait a minute. They're over there. You can't see them.
Yeah, you can't see them.
Feet.
Oh, yeah. I know. We've got our meerkat feet all the way up
there.
That's
why we're all sitting this way, so that we can see all the entertainment, but you missed out.
I know. I'm sorry. But we do want to... Yeah, that's great.
And I can't see me behind something.
You're behind the comments. People are writing comments, but I can't read them at the moment because we've got so many things to show and everything. It's a jam-packed show. Now, we want to remind our listeners, today is Breakthrough Entertainment's Holiday Gift Guide.
Yes.
It is the great big kickoff of Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas Countdown.
So exciting!
I know. I am. Can you tell I'm excited? Look at me right now.
You look excited.
You were looking like Tigger coming in from your car. You were literally bouncing in from your car. Yes,
I know.
Bouncing on his tail. You should have seen it. It was awesome.
That's quite a tail.
Yeah, it was like Tigger in a Christmas outfit.
It's a tail of a tail.
Yes.
In fact, we all call it a tail because it's usually, what do you call them, a wife's tail? Or a wife's tail?
A wife's tail.
No, wife.
Wives?
No, wives?
Wife's
no,
tail.
What do they call those things, Eric?
A wife's tail.
Yeah, wife's tail.
Yeah.
W-I-S-E.
No.
Wives?
W-I-V-E-S. Wives tale.
Oh, wives.
With an apostrophe.
Like wives. Like multiple wives?
Okay. Before you confuse people
wives
too much.
No, possessive.
Yes.
They are possessive.
We do want to make sure our listeners on KPHX know to go to Meerkat. You download the Meerkat app or go to the Meerkat website. You can find us at Breakthrough Entertainment.
Meerkatstreams.com is very easy.
Yes, very easy. We'll get it
okay.
on our Facebook site, breakradioshow.com, very soon as well. Our web guy's working on that.
And everybody needs to find www.break, B-R-E-A-K, radio, R-A-D-I-O, show, S-H-O-W.com. Click on the big F. There's
C-O-M.
Going to be...
Dot com.
Yes, dot com is C-O-M. Everybody should know that. But that's where you can have your chance to win all these awesome, awesome things. So there's a lot of cool awesomeness in here, just us.
Yes. It is about 40-something different items, and you can win many of them. Now, we're not going to tell you what you can win and what you can't win, but a lot of the items you can. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page and enter to win. And we're going to give you a secret code of code word of the day throughout today's show. So if you are listening, you get four extra chances to win.
Woohoo! Yes. Okay, so listening live.
Listening live,
because
yes.
Because is the code word going to be on the archives
as
well?
The code word will be on the archives as well, but, you know, the contest is going to end, so you might not have a chance. You
don't
know.
Okay. All right.
So tell your friends. Get on Meerkat, get on BreakRadioShow.com, get on Facebook, and you will have a chance to win many of these wonderful items featured on the holiday.
If you live in the lower 48 continental United States.
Yes. We can't send it across everywhere.
Can't send it across the pond either way. Can't send it to Hawaii. Can't send it to Alaska.
Exactly.
Can't send it to Canada or any other international country. So sorry.
Sorry. But not too sorry, because we've got 9 different sections of our holiday gift guide, and we're going to kick it off right now with our seasonal souvenirs, okay?
Okay.
Seasonal. Ooh. This is Breakthrough Entertainment.
Segment one, seasonal souvenirs.
Seasonal souvenirs. I worked really hard on
I hope there's sushi involved.
I knew her sister, by the way.
So sorry. No more sushi.
You know Sushi's
I know
sushi's sister?
If you knew sushi like I knew sushi. Oh,
wow.
Sorry.
Well, well.
I want to see when.
Have you guys
when,
been drinking?
No, but when do
that
we get?
Well, like
actually,
it.
In our second segment.
Actually, I don't normally drink coffee, but this is eggnog flavored coffee, well, and I'm hoping we're going to have Snoopy in this segment.
Yeah,
I think you guys were taste testing that liquor that Joseph gave out last week this morning.
Yeah, nope. Eric was doing that on camera. By the way, things got really crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun watching that. I don't even think he knew the camera was on anymore. Him and Kathleen. Okay, so on that
come
note,
on, I didn't go that far.
Did you archive it?
No.
But that is our second segment. So let's start with our seasonal souvenirs. Item number one on Breakthrough Entertainment's holiday gift guide, seasonal
Joseph.
Souvenirs.
Ugly sweater.
No, it's actually, you know what? It's not ugly.
No,
you
it's
saw
not.
This last week.
I liked it.
In the night before.
Yeah.
I am wearing this sweater worn by Joseph Gordon-Levitt in The Night Before, a movie that I gave a great big thumbs up to.
And I saw it twice.
And you saw it twice.
I saw it finally.
It's
I
a wonderful
saw
movie,
it.
Isn't it?
I love it. It is great actually movie. What it's a fantastic. It is a hard R, but
yes.
It's a fantastic message. It's a great movie. Funny as heck.
And I don't want to play
go
favorites.
Just go in with an open mind.
Right. And I don't want to play favorites, but
so do you have the blue one with the Star of David?
I don't,
so we
but
can
but you know what? Someone
it?
Else does. And I'm going to tell you where you can get these
Ooh.
Sweaters, where you can get a sweater. And I wore this out yesterday, Black Friday shopping, and this morning you're running around like World Market and stuff. I got so many different.
You did.
Yeah, I know. I got so many amazing compliments from people. People don't have the Christmas spirit out there, the festive spirit.
Well, it was just
I know,
Thanksgiving.
But, okay, but you know what? You got to go out and you show that festive spirit. That's what
true.
I was
it,
doing.
It makes everybody feel happy.
Yes.
That's true.
So, and again, I don't want to play favorites. This is my favorite item.
It
on
is?
On our holiday gift guide.
The sweater?
Because I love movies and I love things from movies and I loved the movie the
it's
night
a good
before.
Sweater.
Tipsy Elf sweaters. Item number one on our holiday gift guide. Seasonal souvenirs. Tipsy Elf sweaters have become a favorite among celebrities like Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why it was featured in the movie. Jimmy Fallon, Oprah, and Miley Cyrus again
in the movie.
The line comes in collegiate apparel. They don't just have sweaters; they have Christmas apparel, retro ski suits. You want to look like you were from the '80s down the snowball? Ski jackets and accessories. Sweaters include this festive moose design as worn by Joseph Gordon-Levitt in The Night Before. Retails for $64.95. Visit tipsyelves.com. And yes, they do have the Star of David.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, by Seth Rogen. Okay. And Black Santa Claus is worn by Anthony Mackie.
Really?
You can get both those designs as well. And this design, the one worn by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, sold out so fast, but I have great news. They've got them back in stock.
Oh, that is excellent.
Okay,
that now, is a
do
good
we
sweater.
Have
go to tipsyelves.com.
Okay.
This is amazingly worth
maybe
it.
Maybe if
again,
they
let's go ahead and move on to our taste test, our first taste test. Now, I'm going to first tell you about New Mexico Pinion Coffee. New Mexico Pinion Coffee Company is a family-owned and operated coffee company that makes more than 50 flavors of coffee, including traditional pinion, which is what we had a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Biscochito. Pumpkin spice. We had that last week. And Yule Nog, which is what we're trying today. Let's go ahead and take a nice little taste of this Yule Nog.
And
it's
I'm not normally a coffee drinker.
I couldn't taste the
The eggnog?
It's supposed to be eggnog, is that correct?
Yeah, eggnog.
I really couldn't taste it.
I taste the spices. I taste like the nutmeg, and mm-hmm. I really taste the pine nuts
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, but wow. You know what? I think you probably, you're drinking it black, right?
I was.
Yeah, you probably
well,
need
no,
to
actually,
have.
Well, no, actually, I put cream. I put
you
a little
put
milk.
Some cream and a little milk?
In it, yeah,
there you go. Because that gives it that little, just a hint. It's not an overwhelming, but it's just a hint of eggnog.
Now, New Mexico Pinion Coffee is made with a unique mix of pinion, pine nuts. All right, Dave. Pine nuts. Picked in the Southwest, a multi-bean blend of the finest high-altitude Arabica beans and custom flavoring. All coffees are hand-roasted in small batches. The results are a rich, medium-dark coffee with a smooth, nutty flavor. Products may be found at grocery stores nationwide. 12-ounce bags start at $9. Visit nmpinioncoffee.com. Again, that's nmpinioncoffee.com.
And pinion is spelled P-I-N-O-N.
Yes. Well, in Spanish it is, but it's also spelled with a Y. On Wikipedia, it says either way.
Yes. Right, but here
for the website.
Yeah, okay. Nmpinion, P-I-N-O-N. Because
it really is delicious.
New Mexico.
Really is delicious.
Okay, Dave has found a kitten website.
Right.
And now he's happily entertained.
Cats playing the piano?
No, just snuggling into a comforter.
Yes.
I'm just trying to find our site.
Now go ahead.
Meerkatstreams.com.
All right, so go. Now, I'm giving you a nice little disc.
K-A-T.
Wow, pretty. Look at this.
Look at this, Dave.
Yes.
Look how beautiful.
S-T-R-E-A-M.
Look at the design on there. I was thinking he was putting a coaster in front of me.
Now go ahead and take that and drop it. Drop it. Into
drop
your coffee.
Like what?
Look at the beautiful. I'm going to show our watchers here.
Oh, yes, shoot, there's chocolate.
It is chocolate. So you drop it
in your cup.
Gently. Nice, so it doesn't splash.
Yes. Gently in your coffee. Now, normally this should be in a frothy drink. Yeah, the whole thing.
So it's a chocolate wafer.
No, it's chocolate. Well, I'll tell
I
you about
it. Can I put it in like this?
Or you could take a bite out of it if you want. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, put it in gently. Don't, you're going to splash your iPad.
Oh, my iPad.
Topperfino. It's called Topperfino, okay? It's a new chocolate-flavored coffee topper, ideal for coffee lovers, especially cappuccino or latte drinkers, okay? It's best on a frothy drink. We don't have that here today. But see the beautiful design on top? Wow.
It's lovely.
Who want to add a hint of sweet chocolate to their coffee experience, Topperfino coffee toppers are made from a premium Belgian dark chocolate finished with unique edible coffee art designs. This one we have today is caramel flavor.
Wow, they got lots of designs. I'm looking at their website.
Yeah.
So it's chocolate caramel. Yours is melting and going right in, but because I have cream in mine, mine's still floating.
Well,
his is gone.
Yeah, I think because we need to put it on like a frothier drink and you have like that cream on top. What?
I'm sorry, but mine has melted enough to get the flavor from it. Awesome.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
I'm a chocoholic. This is my dream.
It's amazing.
I would put this on hot chocolate and be chocolate on chocolate with caramel flavor.
Now we've got wonderful designs on top. Edible coffee art designs. Gently place the Topperfino. See, gently, Dave. Gently place it on top of your coffee cup and watch it melt into a creamy, chocolatey flavor addition to your morning joe. In addition to dark chocolate, comes in three other decadent flavors, caramel, French vanilla, and hazelnut, and more than 20 coffee art designs. Each box comes with 10 Topperfino coffee toppers and retails for $13.99 plus shipping or two for $24.98.
And if you look on Meerkat, Joseph's had all of them. There's only one left.
No, there's
so,
more.
So see, there were 20. Now there's one.
I like the one that has the musical staff on it. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Now, I like the one with the staff of Moses. Remember in the Ten Commandments?
Yeah, it turned into a snake.
Yeah. Ooh. So you can have a snake or a staff.
Now this retails for $13.99 plus shipping
infection.
For 20 of them.
for 10 of them. Sorry,
for 10 of them. Yes. Okay,
10 of them for $13.99 plus shipping, or you can get two for $24.98 including free shipping. So that's a great deal.
So that's the better deal.
Visit topperfino.com.
TOPPERFINO.com. Awesome!
Yes! Wow! I'm gonna take
it. You know what? This is perfect for your party.
Wow.
It really is perfect for your party. Oh, my favorite! My favorite
is
Snoopy.
I love
Snoop
this.
Dog.
Snoop Dogg.
That is the Snoopy like on top Snoop of the dog. On top of his doghouse with the
blunt?
Lights strung on it. It makes into a cookie jar. See, the lid comes off, like Dave just did.
Careful.
And
now he'll never get it back on.
Exactly.
Right.
But it is so cute.
I might
cute.
Do a Vanna White.
So
see?
It can
my
become a souvenir.
Yes, ooh, you can send cheer this holiday season by delivering something for the whole gang. Teleflora is unveiling two exclusive peanuts.
Oh, what's the other one?
Christmas bouquets, including Snoopy's cookie jar bouquet. The other one, go visit teleflora.com for
the other one.
It's got a mug. It's in honor of the 50th anniversary of the iconic family favorite, a Christmas Charlie Brown Christmas. You can leave it off, David.
How's that?
Teleflora's bouquets pay tribute to nostalgic animated scenes based upon the legendary holiday classic. What also makes Teleflora special is that each bouquet is arranged and delivered by a local florist. Ours was arranged by Amy's Plants and Flowers on 515 East Carefree Highway in Phoenix. Retails for $59.95. Visit teleflora.com.
Awesome. I love it. It's beautiful. And what a great gift that keeps on giving every year when you put that out.
Yes.
Because, you know, and the other thing, you know, what I learned?
Yeah.
You take a picture of it now and you save the ornaments and the pine cones because they don't go bad.
Yes.
And then next year you can do the same design with silk flowers.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And so you can have it sitting as just a cookie jar, or you can make the arrangement again as a centerpiece. Hello.
Yes, it is absolutely gorgeous, and it smells amazing, and it's very festive looking.
It's beautiful.
Now, I spilled a little bit of my coffee. I got too excited.
I'll forgive you. Oh, my gosh, you really did.
I did.
Oh, wow.
I got very excited because I am so excited to try our next
item. I'm moving mine away from you.
On our seasonal souvenirs portion of our holiday gift guide, Breakthrough Entertainment's holiday gift guide, rolled gold peppermint dipped snowflake pretzels.
Ooh.
Now, there's several different flavors of these, okay? So we're going to go ahead and open these
up. You mean this says peppermint? How many different peppermints?
It's dipped in white chocolate, and then it's got peppermint flakes is what it appears
Grab
to
a couple
be.
Of those, Dave.
Peppermint.
Okay, so limited edition rolled. Well, let's what is that?
Peppermint.
Oh, that's wonderful milk chocolate.
Peppermint is delicious.
I do like the covered pretzels. Those are always
These
yummy.
Are really good. I have
these,
to say,
these
sweet
are
and
light
salty.
Covered pretzels.
Yeah, they're light covered pretzels.
They are covered pretzels.
Oh, they are.
Limited edition rolled gold holiday dipped pretzels are back to help you steal the scene at all of your parties this season, with four unique flavors: classic dipped tiny twists, dark dipped Bavarian twists, peppermint dipped snowflakes, and white dipped honey braided rolled gold holiday dipped pretzels will satisfy the appetites of all your party people and make the perfect gift. Rolled gold holiday dipped pretzels are available in select retail stores nationwide. Retails for $3.29.
Excellent.
Yeah, and they really are. I mean, if you like sugary and sweet, salty and sweet.
Yes, and it only has a hint of the peppermint. It's not overwhelming peppermint.
Right.
But you get that good combination. I think you would like just the white gypped without
right.
the
too.
Peppermint.
Me
yeah.
too.
Me
the
too.
Salty and the
Me
sweet.
Yeah.
And really yum.
But these
yeah.
are the
yeah.
most
that
festive.
But this
because
is the most
snowflake
festive.
And everything. So to recap this seasonal souvenirs segment of Breakthrough Entertainment's Holiday Gift Guide, Tipsy Elf Sweaters, my personal favorite because I love to show my Christmas spirit. Teleflora, what a beautiful, I don't think that's true.
My favorite.
Yes. New Mexico Pinion Coffee, so delicious. Woo-hoo. The Rolled Gold Holiday Dips Pretzels, that's
Second
also
place.
Delicious, yeah.
What
and
are these
Topper
flavors?
Fino. Those are,
I told you those
are the Rolled
yeah.
Gold.
And the Topper Fino coffee toppers.
Oh, actually, wait a minute.
You like that
I'm
too,
I'm sorry.
Huh? You can't decide.
Okay, yes, I can. The Topper Fino is number two. The Rolled Gold would be number three because Topper Fino, I'm sorry, this is so unique.
Yes,
so unique. Excellent idea. Delicious caramel chocolate. Stocking stuffers. It's elegant.
Hostess
the person
gift?
Who has everything.
There's something else.
Yes,
you
dear.
Can bob with the Topper Fino in both your mouths and get closer and closer and have, and regardless if there's mistletoe, you can really go for the last bite.
You know what? With yeah. that with that kind
Am
of
right,
heat,
Eric?
It would probably melt.
Well, I don't really know what you're talking about, Dave.
Oh, bobbing for chocolate. Like apples. Remember the old days?
But instead of bobbing for it, he says to do like when you're eating the string to get to the lifesaver.
So a girl gets on one side, guy gets on another side of the Topofino, and you slowly move towards each other.
But it would melt. It melts pretty
no,
quick.
No, it doesn't sound
what?
Like that.
I don't know. We
oh
got to get our
God.
Kissing expert
this poor
back
guy.
On. We're going to get our kissing expert on.
Did you hear
on.
That, Eric?
Got...
It was...
I did hear that. It was disgusting.
The chocolate would
kind of like that kissing in Love the Coopers.
Exactly. Love the Coopers.
Yes.
He took a lesson from the teenagers.
I love that movie.
I love that movie,
yes.
But not the kissing scene. I felt like I needed to jump on screen and teach those kids something.
Yes.
Oh,
but,
yeah, that wasn't very good.
But we've just gotten started, and we want to remind all of our listeners, check us out on Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment or go to breakradioshow.com.
www.break. radioshow.com.
Click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page where you can enter to win many of these items.
Freebies. Yes. I love them.
And if you're waiting for that code word of the day,
it is
coming up soon.
Oh, hey, at a theater to drive in there.
Coming up soon?
No, no.
That's
it's not
three.
That. Not that.
Oh,
don't
okay.
do that.
Sorry.
So, but let's go ahead and play a little more from our
oh,
next song
this?
Here. This is Buck Owens singing Christmas Shopping, because that's what we're doing this weekend.
Are we? It's is a Black Friday show?
No. That was
well, that was yesterday. Today's Small Business Saturday, and Monday is Cyber Monday.
That's what it's called? Wow, all these things. And this is Break Radio Show.com. Why? Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Ho, ho, ho.
We'll be right back.
What'd you call me?
I tried to get everybody something that they wanted, but I didn't know what to get you. I read the kids' letters to Santa Claus. I read them over one by one. And I'd surely like to get my hands on the fella that said Christmas shopping's fun. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane.